蓝天之下有滋润的水泉，旷野之中有歇脚的绿洲。欢迎来到蓝天绿洲。
又到了蓝天绿洲的节目时间了，在上期的节目开始呢，查尔斯要跟我们分享一位伟大的布道家，就是葛培里。事实上呢，他离我们并不遥远，也就是去年2018年呢，他才刚刚离开这个世界。坦白说，有的时候我们就会觉得一个基督徒他拥有那么高的名声，他会不会受到许多的挑战，面对很多的试探呢？如果朋友你对葛培里有所了解的话，你都会知道他的一生当中面对的挑战真的是很大的，甚至有一些的难题放在我们个人的身上，我们会觉得我们真的没有办法能够渡得过去。但是在上一期的节目当中，我们也看到从葛培里开始走出来成为一个传道人，成为一个布道者的时候呢，他面对的挑战就从来没有停止过，但同时呢，神的恩典，神所施行的大能呢，也好像从来都没有停止过。葛培里愿意被他使用，所以在他的身上呢，神彰显了大能，而且呢，借着他的布道会呢，使更多的人得救蒙福。但如果朋友你读过有关葛培里的传记呢，你就会知道他这一生当中经历了大大小小的事情，真的是数不胜数的。每次在读到这些的时候呢，李诺真的觉得是倍感激励，因为真的相信我们有信心，我们愿意顺服神的时候呢，神就在我们每个人个人的身上呢，实行奇妙的事情。并不是说我们有什么能力，而是神愿意透过我们的生命显出什么样的能力。在今天呢，查尔斯会继续带来有关葛培里的故事，希望你能够留心的收听。
Billy Graham was leading his first major crusade in Los Angeles. In the fall of 1949, Louis Zamperini showed up. You remember the story of Unbroken, right? Louis was the man who had run in the Olympics and survived torture in a Japanese prison camp. He had promised God many times that he would get right if he survived. But a few years after his return, he was a drunk and about to lose his family.
1949年，葛培里在洛杉矶主领他的第一次大型布道会。路易斯·赞佩里尼出现了，他的故事近年被拍成电影《永不屈服》。看过这部电影的人就知道，他曾经是美国奥运赛跑选手，后来在日本集中营饱受虐待，但得以幸存。他曾经跟神说，如果他能活着离开集中营，以后会好好做人。但是他回到美国几年后却开始酗酒，婚姻也几乎破裂。
Louis was upset at Billy. How dare he say he wasn't a good man? He left that first night in a huff, but came back the following evening and met Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Louis 很不高兴葛培里所讲的信息，他怎么敢说我不是个好人呢？所以第一天晚上他很气愤地离开了会场。但第二天晚上他又来了，而且接受了耶稣做他的救主。
What changed? For many, it's hard to explain.We know the Bible says it's a moving of the Holy Spirit. The Word of God is preached. The Spirit moves. A heart is convicted. And something life-changing happens. And that's exactly what happened to Louis Zamperini on the second night that he went to a Billy Graham crusade.
为什么他有这个改变？很多人都弄不懂。但圣经告诉我们，这是圣灵的工作。神的话语被传讲出来，圣灵动工，人肯认罪，生命就得改变。这正是路易斯·赞佩里尼在葛培里布道大会的第二天所经历到的。
Here's how Louis described it when I sat down with him at his Hollywood Hills home, not too long before he went home to be with the Lord.
路易斯回天家不久之前，我曾到过他在好莱坞的家做访问。他告诉我当年的情形。
The nightmares were there. They followed me home every night. And then my wife went to hear Billy Graham. And it took her 2 days to convince me I should go. And then that's when Billy Graham, I said, well, when it says every head bowed and every eye closed, we're out of there.
那个时候每天晚上都有人跟踪我回家，简直是噩梦。然后我妻子用了2天的时间说服我，让我去葛培理布道大会。我心想，嗯，等他说请大家低头祷告的时候，我已经走掉了。
I started out, and then he said something in his message about when people come to the end of the rope, nowhere else to turn, they turn to God. I thought that's what I did.
结果当我起身准备偷溜的时候，葛培理说道，很多人到了穷途末路的时候才懂得呼求神。我突然想起，我就是这样。
You thought I already did that on the raft.
你心里在想，我在木筏上漂流的时候就已经向神呼求过。
That's what I thought. I said, made thousands of promises all through prison, and that if I came home alive, I'd seek God and serve Him, and I didn't. So that's what convinced me to go back to the prayer room to see what was in store for me.
对，我的确是想到这一点。我想到我被监禁的时候，曾经无数次向神许愿，说只要我能活着出去，我一定会好好寻求神，并且服侍他。但是我食言了，所以我决定走到讲台前那些愿意觉知的人群中，看看会有什么事发生。
And this fellow got me on my knees and started praying for me, and I made my decision for Christ. And while I was still on my knees, I knew it was all over. Still drinking.I'd forgiven all my guards, including the bird. Believe me, that was a miracle. And so I had a whole new life now.
然后这家伙叫我跪下，为我祷告，我就决志接受了耶稣基督。当我跪在那里的时候，我很清楚地知道，痛苦与酗酒的日子都过去了。我原谅了所有集中营里的守卫，包括最凶恶、绰号大鸟的渡边木玉。这真的是个神迹。就这样，我有了全新的生命。
And that was Louis Zamperini.
刚才我们听到的是路易斯·赞佩里尼的见证。
Just as the Los Angeles Crusade in 1949 gave Billy a national platform, the crusade he held in London in 1954 opened up the world for ministry. But even though Billy faced opposition in England, God used the challenge from politicians and the press to further promote the gospel.
1949在洛杉矶的布道会使葛培里得以向全美国传福音。而1954年在伦敦则成为葛培里向全世界布道的开始。虽然他在英国又遇到了阻力，但是神使用了政治和传媒的力量推动了福音工作。
Just 2 days before he and Ruth were to dock in England to begin the Greater London Crusade in 1954, they received word that a member of Parliament would challenge the admission of Billy Graham to England on the grounds that the American evangelist was interfering in British politics under the guise of religion.
1954年，就在葛培里夫妇即将前往英国布道的前两天，英国内阁中有一位成员质疑他们是以宗教为掩护，想去干预英国政治。
This three-month campaign would clearly be the greatest test the young minister and his crusade team had had to date. The English press filled its pages upon his arrival with antagonistic and hostile headlines and stories.
对这位年轻传道人和他的团队来说，这场预计持续3个月的布道大会真是有史以来最大的考验。葛培里抵达英国后，当地报章传媒的报道，不管是标题或内文，全都充满厌恶与敌对的字句。
There was controversy as the mission was about to begin, and really it was very beneficial that that was so, because it gave Mr. Graham prominence.Immediately, he was front page headlines at some points. Who was this man who could preach like this, looking like a film star?
大会开始前争议不断，这反而有好处，因为我们突然出名了，上了报纸头条。大家会想，这人到底是谁？来传道，宣传的像个明星似的。
Many of the press and much of the London clergy were very skeptical.And there were dire predictions that the crusade would be a failure.
很多报章和不少伦敦的牧师都抱着怀疑的态度，甚至有人断言说布道会会以失败收场。
The pressure was relentless, and even though the press was not kind, it had at least put the crusade front and center in the public's eye.But on the opening evening, it seemed not only negative press, but also the weather was conspiring against them. Outside, there was sleet and freezing rain.
压力实在很大，虽然报章很不友善，至少替布道会做了宣传，让民众都知道这个消息。但是布道会开幕当天，除了传媒之外，天气也好像跟他们作对。会场外面雨雪纷飞，又冷。
It poured with rain, but thousands came. People would come forward, sometimes holding their shoes in their hands as they paddled across the turf in their feet and socks and shoes, without just in their socks, and to make their commitment to our Lord.
雨下得很大，但是人们蜂拥而来，他们到台前去，有时候为了涉水走过浸湿的草皮，不得不脱下鞋子，用手拿着。 只穿袜子，到台前去接受耶稣做他们的主。
That was the turning point. The harping began to gradually die out as the numbers of people who came night after night began to break record.
这是一个转折点，那些负面评论渐渐消失，因为来参加布道会的人数一天比一天多，开始打破记录。
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, Master of everything.His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord.
He's the great shepherd, the rock of all ages.
Almighty God, is He.Jesus, my Lord. He's a great shepherd, the rock of all ages. Almighty God is He.For Him, love and adore Him. His name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord, Jesus. Here's
a side note that I found interesting about the crusade in London. Billy really wanted to meet one of my heroes, Winston Churchill, but Churchill did not want to meet Billy. However, the crusades were drawing so many thousands of people that Churchill finally invited Billy to a private meeting. Here's how Billy described that meeting.
关于在伦敦那场布道大会，有个有趣的小插曲，就是葛培里非常想见丘吉尔先生，但是对方并不想见他。然而布道会太成功了，丘吉尔终于邀请葛培里私下去见他。我们来听听葛培里对那次会面的叙述。
So I went over, I walked in, and he shook hands with me. He was a shorter man than I had thought. He said, young man, he said, I want to ask you a question. He said, what do you say that fills all these big stadiums? And I told him, I said, it's the gospel of Christ. I said, sir, people are hungry to hearabout the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, that must be it. He said, you know, I'm an old man. I don't have any hope for the world. And he said, do you have hope? I said, yes, sir.
于是我前去赴约，走进官邸，他来跟我握手。他的体型比我想象的还矮小。他说，小伙子，我要问你一个问题。那些大体育场都坐得满满的，你说是怎么了？我就说，先生，那是因为基督的福音，每个人都渴望听到耶稣基督的福音。他说，应该是的。你知道我老了，我对这个世界不存什么盼望。你有盼望吗？我回答说，有的，先生，我有盼望。
And I took my New Testament out and I turned from scripture to scripture and read to him. As we were going out the door, he shook hands with me and he said, this conversation, as long as I live, will be between us. Is that agreed? I said, yes.So I never told it as long as he was alive.
然后我就翻开新约圣经，一页一页地读给他听。 当我要离开，他和我一起走到门口，跟我握手说，今天我们的谈话在我有生之年都不可以告诉任何人，同意吗？我说，是的。所以当丘吉尔先生在世的时候，我一直没有提起过这件事。
Who knows how God used that unique opportunity for Billy Graham to privately share the gospel with Winston Churchill at number 10 Downing Street.
葛培里可以在唐宁街十号首相官邸与丘吉尔私下会面，分享福音。真是神所赐的一个独特的机会。
From the 1950s on through the early 21st century, Billy spoke all over the world, giving him countless opportunities to talk about Jesus with leaders of the world, but everyday people as well. The wonderful thing is that Billy never made it political. He never made it about America. He always saw the opportunity to meet with anyone so long as he could share his hope found in Jesus Christ.
50年代开始一直到21世纪初，葛培里在世界各地讲道，也有很多机会与不同的领袖或是普通百姓分享福音。最令人称道的是他不会与政治挂钩，他从来不会代表美国，他总是把这些机会看成是与人的接触，好让他有机会跟人分享在耶稣基督里的盼望。
Very few today have the privilege to speak the truth of the gospel on a national level.Billy was often called upon in times of tragedy to offer words of encouragement. And I think one of the most profound moments was after 9/11 in 2001. And even though national and world leaders were gathered from different faiths, he did not neglect to point them to the cross.
现今很少人有机会可以在国家层面来讲福音真理。葛培里经常在社会遭逢巨变的时候被邀请传讲鼓励安慰的话语。我想最深刻的就是2001年911事件之后的那次。即使当时国家元首和抱持不同信仰的世界各国领袖齐聚一堂，依然不忘指出他们需要十字架的救恩。朋友，你听到有关葛培里的故事，会不会觉得很神奇呢？至少李诺有这样的感觉。你会发现，从他第一次在美国洛杉矶举办大型的布道会开始，他所经历的真的有很多奇妙的事。而且呢，他到英国之后呢，又经历了被政治、被当地的传媒所攻击，但是又吸引了许多人来认识神，甚至呢，最终当时的英国首相丘吉尔亲自接见他，与他会面。可能对于很多人来说，这是一辈子难能可贵的一些经历。但事实上，真的在葛培里往后的时间当中呢，他这样的经历真的有很多。但是我想，他为什么有这样的经历，其中有一个重要的原因，就是不管他面对的是什么人，他都不忘记他是一个传道人，他是要分享上帝的话语的。我想这个就是真正在他生命当中神给他一颗坚定的心，让他不被环境轻易的影响。所以亲爱的朋友，真的有的时候我们会觉得说，我们一旦有了什么样的地位，或者有了什么名声，我们的话语说起来就有权柄，或者是我们发表的意见就会有分量。但是我们的目的是什么呢？我们的目的到底是为了满足我们自己的需要，也就是说我们需要有一个地位，我们需要有一个名声呢，还是说我们承接着一个使命，不管我面对什么样的环境，我都坚守我的这个使命。亲爱的朋友， 事实上，葛培理先生他所经历的是值得我们好好的去思想的。无论你是不是基督徒，也许你都幻想过曾经有一天你站在什么样的位置，拥有什么样的名望。但之后呢？你要做什么？你明确吗？你坚定吗？还是说你所期待的那一天是成为你自我享乐的一个机会呢？
So happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell.
I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell.
Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am.
Will I think of my blessed Redeemer? I think of him all the day long.
I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song.
Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am.
I know I shall see in his beauty the King in whose law I delight.
不知道朋友你会有什么样的思考呢？欢迎你来信跟李诺分享。蓝天绿洲的节目邮箱是 haven@liangyou.net， 短信号码是13229966122，短信开头请注明蓝天。感谢朋友您收听今天的蓝天绿洲，我是李诺，我们下期节目时间再会。